We gave the homeless man a big bag of muffins. I hope he has enough to eat. I'm glad we could show God's love to him.
That's a great way to show God's love. I'm glad you're putting love into action. I'm Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. So, how do you show someone that you love them? I mean, you could say, I love you, and then do nice things for them. That's a great way to put love into action. And that's also what Jesus wants his followers to do to show how much he loves everyone. If you're a Christian, you can show God's love to others by helping them or giving them the things they need, like food for a homeless person. That way, they'll know you really care, just like it says in 1 John 3:18. My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Our story today is called, Even Muffins Matter. Mom, there he is, grab the bag. Sophia pressed her nose against the glass of the car window as Mom smiled and handed the man on the corner a bag filled with food and treats. The man smiled and said, God bless you, as he accepted the free gift. Whenever they went out, Mom, Sophia, and Dustin would bring a bag of food for anyone they saw who was in need. They would pray for the person after they received their bag. Dear God, Dustin prayed, please help this man have enough food to fill him up today and give him a warm place to sleep tonight. Most of all, if he doesn't know you, I pray that he would open up his heart to you. Amen. I bet he will love those chocolate chip banana muffins that we made, Sophia said with a grin. Dustin laughed. Yeah, good thing we went out today. There might not have been any left if we hadn't. They were so tasty. Mom grinned. You both are eating so much these days, it's like you have hollow legs. Sophia grew quiet as she looked out the window. Mom, do you think that man knows what love is? Do you remember the verse we wrote down and put in the bag for him? Mom asked. Yeah, 1 John 3:16. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. Exactly right, Mom answered. Do you know the rest of that verse? It says, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. We can't die for people every day, Dustin reasoned. Mom laughed. No, we can't. But we can let our words and actions tell others that Jesus loved them enough to die for them. We not only need to tell people about God's love, we need to show it in the way we act towards others. So I guess that man does know what love is, because we showed him, Sophia said excitedly. Hey, Mom, Dustin asked as they pulled into the driveway. After we unload the groceries, will you show us the love of Jesus by making us more muffins? So how about you? Do you want to show others love? God sending his son Jesus to die for us is the greatest love there is. You can show people the love of God every day through your actions as well as your words. There are lots of ways you can show that love, and it doesn't have to be something huge. You can make a card for someone who's sick or rake up leaves for an elderly neighbor. God will use whatever you do for him to show others his free gift of love in Jesus Christ. Our key verse once again.
1 John 3:18. My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth.
And our key thought for today, show God's love in action. 1.3 billion kids all around the world don't know anything about Jesus, but you can tell them with the Keys for Kids Storyteller. These solar-powered audio Bibles hold a year's worth of Keys for Kids stories. Every purchase also includes the cost to donate a storyteller to a child who doesn't know Jesus. To learn more, go to keysforkids.net/storyteller. As always, I'm Zach. Thanks for joining me today on Keys for Kids.